Mornings on SEN. Welcome back to Morning. Sam Edmund with you up until midday. We need to change tack a bit because the two-day carnival, Cox Plate Carnival, not too far away at all, starts on the Friday night, October 21, with the Manikato Stakes, of course, and then into the Saturday for the Cox Plate itself at Moonee Valley. Lizzie Jelfs is the Ladbrokes Cox Plate Carnival Ambassador, and a great pleasure to welcome Lizzie to Morning. Say, Lizzie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sam.
Thanks for your time. I'm glad we've got you on because we need an update on the field. How's it shaping with 30 acceptances announced and 25 accepted?
Yeah, it's shaping to be a magnificent race like it is each and every year. And there's a story with every angle that you look at this year around. We've got Annabelle Neesham, who's an up-and-coming trainer, who's looked to have three horses that could potentially take their place. You've got Gay Waterhouse with one of the favourites as well, Alligator Blood. And then you've got a Cummings, James Cummings, who also his grandfather won the Cox Plate with So You Think. He's got a really good chance in Animo. And it doesn't really stop there as well. You've got the Hayes boys who are in their only infantry of training, and they're going to try and replicate what their grandfather and their father has done by winning a Cox Plate with Mr. Brightside. So it's shaping up really well. This weekend is super important with the Caulfield Guineas coming up and also the Caulfield Stakes as well. A number of the horses are going around. So it looks to be a very exciting race, but definitely keep your eye on this weekend at Caulfield to sort of see how it shapes out of the weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about the Guineas then, with the hope that the winner who will be eligible for the $1 million bonus obviously goes on to run in the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. And it's the same with the Might and Power Stakes as well?
Yeah, that's right. There's three horses who have are in the third acceptances in the Caulfield Guineas. You've got Fajitas Fan, you've got Tijuana, and you've got Skiffios. But that doesn't mean that a horse that, like Golden Mile from Godolphin, that is the favourite for the Caulfield Guineas could win the race and pay the late acceptance fee. So there's many ways that the race can still continue to shape. And of course, the committee has the last say on who will eventually end up in the field. But it does look like a really exciting addition of the Caulfield Guineas. And not only that, as you mentioned, we're going to see a crucial lead up towards what is going to be a wonderful Cox Plate in the Might and Power Stakes over the 2,000 metres. You've got Zaki, I'm Thunderstruck, Alligator Blood, Mr. Brightside, Mwanga and Animo, who've all got a place, and Benno, towards the Cox Plate. So look out for the weekend.
And Lizzie, just Cox Plate Eve, obviously, the Manikato now, $2 million it's worth, Australia's richest race under lights. For those who haven't been, what are they missing out on here? How good of a night is this?
It's a wonderful night. It's so unique to have such a brilliant race under lights, a sprint race that, of course, Australians are so well known for. And under lights, there's something magical about being there, just getting out and enjoying. It's a real precursor for what is a fantastic day of racing on Cox Plate Day, but it's now a $2 million race. So it's the richest race under lights. And it's just a fantastic, fun atmosphere, and you can get really close and personal to all the horses and the athletes and the jockeys, which I think is the most magical part of racing, is seeing those horses going around.
Now, can't let you go, Lizzie, before asking just not a couple of picks at this stage, but some of your favourites, the listeners today that might need to keep an eye on, because you are, I think, is undoubtedly an expert in horse flesh. Can I say that? I mean, you had a massive following when you were with Sky Channel, obviously up in Sydney, the mounting yard expert there, and an incredible knack of finding the long-priced winners just purely on their looks. It was incredible. And you had a stack of data that you compiled each time that you laid eyes on a horse as well. So can I pin you to the post with a couple here?
Look, I think with the Cox Plate, as I mentioned, it's so important to look at this weekend. You've got the three-year-olds going around in the Caulfield Guineas and see if one jumps out of that. You've also got the older horses in the Might and Power Stakes. So it's so important to see how they're going. But as far as a quick run around with the horses that are in the Cox Plate at the moment who are heading that way, Alligator Blood is probably, he hasn't got a huge amount of improvement fitness-wise, but he's heading into the race in tip-top order, and he's trained by the master Gay Waterhouse along with Adrian Bott. I think the horse with the most improvement out of their last start, the Underwood, has to be a horse like Zaki. He's just got a lot of fitness to improve. So if you were to pin me to one horse at the moment that's going to, I think, make a dramatic improvement, it will be Zaki. And the horse that is absolutely flying and is going super, and we have to see how he performs on Saturday, is Animo from the Godolphin team. if he wins on Saturday, he is a valid favourite for a Cox Plate. But I just think there's going to be a very different tale out of Saturday's racing. So it's very important to look. But if you ask me now, the horse that's going the best is Animo.
Lizzie, great to chat. Enjoy the carnival.
No worries. Thanks very much.
You can celebrate a centenary of legendary this Ladbrokes Cox Plate Day. Experience the ultimate mates day out with racing, food, drinks and one legendary party in the Ladbrokes Mated Mode Carnival Zone.